Okay. Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
We are happy to have him back on the show. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Make your reservations at 270-2100 or funnybonedm.com. It's comedian Greg Morton.
Hey, Greg.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Everyone, leave the house. Get out.
It's going to take more convincing than that.
Right, it's cold again.
How do you think I feel? I mean, I've been trapped in here. I've been like a snow prisoner.
I know. You missed our little warm up, too. It's cold again.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
And I came in from Canada, so. I know. A black guy from Canada. I mean, not even Drake lives up here anymore.
Right.
I'm not in Canada anymore.
Yeah, one of those stretches where, you know, we're comparing our temperatures to those in Alaska, and we're winning or losing, I guess, however you look at it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, like if last year was 1080p cold, this is 4K cold, right?
Right.
Yes. I mean, it's just been ridiculous. There's only, I know what they say, like when you're trapped like that with your other, you know, your significant other, your partner. Well, the other day, I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV with my hands down my pants, trying to keep warm. And you know, we're binging on this. We're binging on shows. You know,
yeah.
Game of Thrones, of course, appropriately,
mm-hmm.
because winter is coming.
Right,
I think it's already here.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, man, I am so glad we don't have any kids. No offense to people out there who have kids, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you are trapped inside, you know, day after day with your kids, that's mm-hmm. kind of like being a Chuck E. Cheese employee, right?
Right.
It's not a life you should have, right?
Yeah.
But now I understand. I understand why my mother wanted to get me out of the house all the time during the winter. Like, it could be like 30 below, and she's like, go outside and play. Go out. Get out. Go make snow angels in the middle of the street. You know, go. Go make a snowman on the electrical box. She would say things like that to us.
Yeah.
I don't think she liked this very much. But it has been just so bitterly cold.
Yeah.
I felt like I had Mariah Carey face. I couldn't smile. I couldn't sing. I couldn't frown. Just get me some hot tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's just been. And then we got the groundhog to worry about.
That's right.
I know. My 7-year-old is obsessed with what Punxsutawney Phil is going to do. He's like, Dad, we are like 20 days away from finding out if spring gets here.
So run down his little hole and poke his little eyes out with a sharp stick or something. Because I don't want him seeing anything. Hey, you didn't see nothing over here. You know what I mean?
Right, no news is good news in that situation.
No news
right.
is good news. But if you have kids, I was just thinking this the other day, if you have kids, you know those little flagpoles that they stick in the snow where the fire hydrants are?
Right.
Yes.
We should shove that down the back of the little kid's pants so we can find them. You know, when you send them outside in the snowstorm,
yes.
We can find the kids later. I think that's a little kind of. They say the key to getting through winter is to find an activity that you love. What's your activity? What do you guys like?
Oh, boy.
Drinking?
Yeah, playing games.
Yeah.
Here, I thought I was going to be lazy for watching Netflix, but then you bested me.
Well, I was going to say sleeping, so I'm not far behind you.
We're a fun bunch.
I get to the sleeping after the drinking.
Yes.
We'll have to put a little flag on you, Ken, so we can find you
right,
as well.
Right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.